You're on 761-3330 for another week of Film Listed 5.
Gag me with a movie review. Young Shug, serious, like, no way.
Anything goes. Anything
gentlemen, that horrendous noise you hear amongst us now is not in fact a riot. It is in fact the anticipation of the latest Indiana Jones film, and that is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. It's now approximately, I don't know what, hold on a minute. Excuse me, sir, what time is it?
It's time for Pomac to go away.
Bob, how are you, buddy?
Tired. Relieved that I'm standing here in line.
I can't believe I asked you what time. But by the way, what time is it? Just for the record here.
10:20 p.m. on Tuesday.
You heard him, folks. 10:20 p.m. And Bob's anxiously awaiting to see Indiana Jones. I bet you're really curious, huh, Bob?
38 hours this time in line. Gonna be 40 by the time the movie starts.
You're not mad that I already saw it, are you, Bob?
No, that's your problem, Paul. And you can live with it, okay?
Okay. Let me explain, folks. I already went in and saw an advanced screening of Indiana Jones, and it was fabulous. It was an excellent film. I thought it was a lot better than the last picture. It had its moments, let's say that. But I got in on a festival. I was standing around getting ready to do these fabulous interviews for you guys. And this guy came up to me and asked me if I wanted to buy a ticket for $15, and I said, sure, I would. And I mean, there I was. I went into the first advanced screening, and it was fabulous. It was fabulous. They had the little kid in the film. He plays Indiana Jones' little partner, and it was a really interesting experience to be the very first at the official first benefit premiere screening. And that's how I happened to see Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom before anyone else. And now that it is probably 10:25 p.m., we're still anxiously awaiting. We're going to speak to some of these people. And, gang, Dave from Burbank has still not arrived. Dave from Burbank was supposed to be here with me, but I don't know. I have no idea where he is. So we're just going to talk to some of these people and find out why they wait in line for such a long time to see films like this. Sir, what's your name?
James Blake.
James Blake. I can't believe it. I spoke to you at the Return of the Jedi audience participation premiere. How are you?
I'm fine. I remember it well.
And you're back here for Indiana Jones. So what do you think of the evening?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. It's brilliant.
I don't think the excitement was is happening as much as the last as Indiana Jedi, but it's still going.
Oh, of course, that Jedi was a much bigger film, but the excitement here is fantastic. I mean, it's been 40 years since they've had previews like this with so many fans out here and so many people that really believe in a movie and a filmmaker.
James, why do you do it? I mean, why Lucasfilm? I mean, that's a stupid question, but I mean, you're an organizer of sorts for these for the audiences, aren't you?
Yes.
For particular fans of George Lucas and these big films. You want to tell us a little bit about what you do and how you organize these events?
Well, there's a network of people who continually keep in touch with each other, and all of us are basically, you know, young filmmakers or filmmakers, you know, that are actually working in the industry, and all of us have a love for the industry the way it used to be 40 years ago, the real Hollywood, and we feel that Lucas and Spielberg are rebels, of course, but they're rebels to an industry that has died. And they are really making a rebirth of the old spirit and the old industry and, you know, what film should be and the kind of atmosphere you have around it.
Well, James, this is going to be exciting. I thank you for speaking with us.
Yes, it's incredible.
And we'll see you inside.
Yeah, see you there.
Winging my way around the folks here, I like to get in and speak to a few more of these people here.
What's going on over there?
Oh, they're having some Indiana Jones look-alike contest. The usual stuff at these things, you know. Anyway, how long have you been waiting to see this film?
How long have I been waiting?
You've been waiting about an hour.
An hour? Wait a minute. That's
no, about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, okay.
For like 2 days.
You've been waiting for 2 days. Okay.
Since last night, about...
That's a spiffy suit you got on there, sir. You want to speak to us about this?
Oh, what, about the suit?
No, about the film.
About the film? Well...
I don't want to ruin it for you, but I just saw it, and I think it's fantastic.
Well, that doesn't ruin it for me. That gets me real excited. I'm glad to hear it.
Very good. Hey, so tell us, do you do this often, or is this
just
a hobby?
As a matter of fact, just about every movie that we're real anxious to see, we usually camp out at least overnight for it.
Are you out there for Jedi?
Yeah, for a week.
Oh, are you going in to see the film by any chance?
Yes, we are.
Well, are you anticipating this?
We've been waiting for so long.
Like, how long have
like
you been waiting?
2 days.
Like, wow, that's a long time.
But they wouldn't let us camp out. We had to come hang around. Like.
So how is it spending the rigors in Hollywood Boulevard?
It is so fun. We did it for Revenge of the Jedi, too.
I was out there interviewing you guys. It was crazy.
It was great. We were in the first show that time. We're going to be in the first show this time, too.
It was fantastic. That guy just threw me. Somebody is smoking a cigar, and I think the audience is protesting. But you're here to see the film, huh?
You know it.
How long were you waiting to see the film?
All day.
What did you think of the first one, Raiders of the Lost?
I loved it.
That's why we're here.
What are your expectations of this?
Great things.
What kind of surprises do you think await beyond the...
I can't even imagine.
Great things.
Yes. I'll tell you, it's awesome. I just saw it.
Oh, you saw
I
it?
Can't even imagine.
Don't tell us.
Don't tell.
I just saw it, but it was real fun, though.
Oh, way to go. That's what we want. Fun.
Pardon? As much action as in the first one?
At first, you begin to wonder, well, what's going on? It's real fun, but then later it gets real scary because
really?
There's some really painful things in
it. Was it a good ending?
Oh, yeah.
Pain.
I want to see
it's
the way
it's not pain.
They should call it Indiana Jones, the Temple of Pain. It was, oh, and they've got, I mean, you want to see people eating every kind of imaginable living creature ever.
Oh, God.
But is it funny like the first
one? Oh, it's funny. It's, oh, yeah, it's
is
great.
It romantic?
Way to go.
Romantic. It's fantastic.
Love it. We love it.
You're going to love it.
Is it a 10?
No, it's Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have the producer of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom right here, Mr. Robert Watts. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Mr. Watts, what do you think of the turnout tonight?
I think it's amazing. I think it's quite extraordinary to see all these people who've stood in line for so long to see a movie that starts after midnight. Their enthusiasm makes all the hard work and heartache of making the movie absolutely worthwhile.
How did you get involved with this particular picture?
Well, it's the fifth film I've done for Lucasfilm. I started with them on Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back. Then Raiders of the Lost Ark, then Return of the Jedi, and now Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Out of all those films, which is your favorite?
That's an impossible question for me to answer.
They're all great.
The only thing I can say is currently this is.
It's fantastic. I just saw it, and it's marvelous. I think it's better than any other of those that I've ever seen.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Because, as I said earlier, it makes all the work worthwhile.
Mr. Watts, you're a fantastic person. I thank you very much for chatting with us, and I hope this film just blows all the other ones away.
Well, let's wait and see.
We'll find out. Thank you, Mr. Watts. You want to know what's happening now, folks? People are screaming to get to the media. We're talking desperality. These people want to be on the 11 o'clock news. They want to be seen by millions and... Wow, look at that. What's this? Oh, it's a George Lucas and Steven Spielberg handprints and tennis shoe prints. Let me see. Let me put my foot in there. Da, 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 da. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to say this, but my shoe just about fits Steven Spielberg. I don't know if that's something, folks, but if that's anything, it's something. Yeah. Anyway, let's Let's cut around some of the media. And you see, I'm so small, not physically, but I mean, I'm just so tiny. I'm a one-person guy here, and they don't even know I'm existing. And I've got to go to the crowds. I've got to. Oh, there's some more than the media. Hey, what are they doing, stealing my interviews? Okay, folks, this is it. I'm getting even. All right, here we go. Okay, right here we've got Mr. Sidney Gannis, and sir, you're with Lucasfilm.
Right.
And what exactly do you do?
In charge of marketing distribution for the company.
So what do you think of the turnout tonight?
I think it's great.
Isn't this wonderful? We just spoke to Robert Watts,
right.
Producer of the film.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic person.
Uh-huh.
I saw the film. I was just in there for that screening they had a while ago.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was wonderful.
It's a good movie.
I really
this thing tonight is sensational. Great people. Our fans once again come through for us. It's just great.
The dedication is fantastic.
They're great.
It's amazing.
Yep.
I think Spielberg and Lucas are really reviving the old Hollywood, and they're stirring enthusiasm.
Well, we're in the right place for it. The Grauman's, what was Grauman's Chinese Theater, now Mann's Chinese Theater.
This is Hollywood.
Yeah, this is Hollywood.
So what are your expectations on this film? Do you expect it to outdo the original?
I hope so.
We'll find out. Anyway, thank you very much for speaking to us. Still no Dave from Burbank. Well, you're not going to believe this. I bought a ticket for Dave, and he's not here. That's right. He's gone. He has refused to partake, if you must, in what is the highlight of the evening. Well, I have news for Mr. Dave from Burbank. Dave, you owe me $5.50. We're still walking down here. This is dangerous. I want to tell you something. We've got news cameras, nude cameras, live cameras, dead cameras, cameras. This is something, folks. But I better get this in the car if I want to see Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom for the second time. And I want to thank everybody for speaking with us. And on behalf of Paul Mack, myself, and the Movie Line, this is Paul Mack speaking. Right back with audience reactions right after this.
Hi, Paul. Hi, guys. This is Dave K. Glendale, Stardate 8405.25, timeout 1533. Yesterday I saw Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and I can't really say much for it, except incredible, fantastic, excellent, awesome, great, hot, you name it. It was, I couldn't believe it. I was on the edge of my seat most of the time. From the point when they left Club Obi-Wan to the end. I mean, it was fantastic. The only part I wasn't too thrilled about was the food at the Bangkok Palace. It was very reminiscent of my high school cafeteria. Outside of that, it was really excellent. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd have to give it like about a 20, I think. Anywho, that's about it for this week. Next week, I'll be reviewing Star Trek 3. Anyway, that's about all for now. This has been Dave K. Glendale. Bye for now.
The Hero is back. If adventure has a name, it must be Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Thank you.
is over, and I'm still waiting out here at Hollywood Boulevard. I missed the film, which I would have seen for the second time.
Dave!
You were supposed to be here. What happened? The movie's over. I've been waiting for you. Thanks a lot, pal. We're just in
time. Late again, I know.
We're just in time to get the people coming out of the theater.
Let's hear what they have to say.
Well, come on, boy. You're a bum. I mean, what is your problem anyway?
What is this anyway?
Luckily, I already saw it, Dave.
When did you see it?
You like to do this to me, don't you?
Oh, you've been wondering where I've been, right?
Yeah, where were you, Dave?
I was in watching the film.
Yes, sure you were.
Love it.
Yeah. And as you can hear, the film is just getting out. Well, Dave, what do you think?
You can tell by the look in their eyes, they don't know what to think. I think the only thing to do is just outright ask somebody.
Okay, let's do that.
Alright. Excuse me. You just saw the film. Do you have any strong views about the film? You just saw it.
What's your impression? Terrific escapist entertainment. Had a great time.
What about a story? What do you think of the story?
Well, I think the story's, it's not as good as the first one, but I think it's, there's something there. It's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun?
Absolutely, absolutely. Comparing it to, I think I like the first one better. I think I like the detail in the first one. I like the overall plot line, but this one was, the action was better on this one.
Yeah.
Thanks for speaking with us. So what do you think of the film?
Exhausting.
Exhausting? Is that because it's late or?
No. Absolutely. It's
action
just
packed.
Action-packed. I mean, the action is like I'd say 4 or 5 times more than Raiders of the Lost.
B-movie classic.
Thank you very much.
Give us your reviews of the film, your own personal opinion.
Oh my God, I better not say anything because I'm going to get fired.
Did you like the picture?
Are you connected with the film?
No, not with the film.
Okay. You don't want to talk?
Well, the film was enjoyable and was exciting. Had no the story was lacking, but made up for it with the visceral excitement. And should I tell him everything I told you?
What'd you tell her?
Why not tell her? Well, she brought up a nice point that it was told from the kids' point of view.
Yeah.
That it plays down to what a younger audience than the last one might have. And it's, it lacked, I think, a certain human story behind it. I think the woman simply wasn't there. And I think the relationship was between the kid and the man.
When did the Raiders of the Lost Ark amusement park come out?
Yes.
Well, hopefully soon from Mattel.
Do you feel that they were just putting too much action before the story?
Yeah, I mean, there was no story, really.
They were just looking for a lot of excitement, you think?
They'll make $200 million, won't it?
It doesn't really matter. It was just fun. I mean, you don't expect anything more.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for talking with us.
Bye.
Well, Dave, there's just mixed reviews. What do you think?
I think we're getting a lot of good pros and cons, Paul.
I think that's important because...
What we haven't gotten is our personal opinions.
That's right, which we will voice on the tape. A little later, right, Dave?
I'm going to save it till the end.
That's right. You're gonna find out what Dave and myself thought of the film. And actually, we
a
were just...
A lot of people are talking about the film amongst themselves.
That's right. You know, we were just putting you on there. Dave and I actually did see the film. I saw it twice. Dave did get here late. However, we did get into the
now
film.
Now, here are
last
some
night.
Real Indiana Joners.
All right. Let's speak to some of these people.
Indiana.
Yes.
Give us your opinions on how they've portrayed your life.
Fairly accurately.
Tell us, why do you dress up like this? By the way, this gentleman here is dressed in the exact attire that Mr. Harrison Ford wore in the motion picture as Indiana Jones.
Thank you. We worked awful hard to get it as close as we could. The jacket was totally remade to the specifications. She spent about 18 hours on it.
Why do you do it?
Why do you do it? Well, originally, we were asked to for the first film by a theater manager, if we would. We do some Star Wars stuff, too. And it went over so well, and we were totally stunned that everybody just assumed we would do it for this one. And we said, we don't know, and we just got, no, you will do it.
Right.
So it's fun. Mainly it's the kids. The little kids are the ones that see you, and just, they're the ones that make it all worthwhile.
Right. Well, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.
It's a wonderful
Bye.
Job.
So what do you think of the film?
He always get in our way, man. You know, he never get hurt, nothing. The dude had his heart and shit, and then the shit would get away, then he fall, and it's too
he got out of so much, it was ridiculous, man.
He got away with a lot, man. He got away with too much, man.
So you think this guy is fake, huh?
I think so.
You think the script was going with him, huh?
Hey, if if he walks in front of me, then I'll believe the guy. Other than that,
did you see the first one?
I seen the first one, yes.
Did you believe that one?
The first one was more better than this one. Yeah. This one is just, you know, it's
too much excitement. I forgot about the plot.
You know, every minute he's in something and then he get away. You know, you never get hurt.
That's right. You got to take a Valium just to watch the thing, right?
I take it. You also saw the film.
Yeah. I saw it.
Okay. What is your calm review of this film?
I liked it. I think it's pretty hip. I think it'll be around a while.
Thanks for speaking with us then, okay?
All right.
My buddy, how are you?
Wonderful, Paul.
I want your opinion now. I haven't spoken to you, and I know this guy kept top security on my lips and locked them sealed so that I would not reveal the plot. What do you think, Bob?
I thought it was a very good movie, much better than Raiders, in my opinion.
What would you tell your... That was Raiders, but what would you tell your callers and mine?
I would tell them it's a movie worth seeing if you're willing to go through the twist and turn to the plot to come to the end of the movie.
Were you really... Do you think it paid off? I mean, waiting in line. Was it the same feeling as Jedi?
Yeah.
And it was all the excitement was there?
More or less, yeah.
Well, Mr. Observatory, thanks for speaking with us. And the former Miss Brackett's here. What do you think of the film?
I thought it was very good. Very much impressed.
So you really enjoyed it, huh?
I enjoyed it. It was, in my opinion, to be very honest, I didn't think it was good as the Raiders of the Lost Ark. But then again, you know, that's my opinion. I still would recommend it to anyone that wants to come and see it. A very enjoyable film. Definitely recommend it for all audiences.
You know, right here, James, before you go, I want your professional. What do you think of the setup here, seeing it at the Chinese?
Well, I think seeing it at the Chinese was a lot better than seeing it at the National.
What do you think of the sound?
Oh, the sound was brilliant. It was simply incredible. It's needed in film. It really is. It locks the film together. It makes it one unit.
It's really beautiful. Are they playing this in the other theaters or no?
Yeah, it's the first time in history that any movie is playing at all three theaters at the same time at the Chinese.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Dave, that was it. What do you think?
We're on the boulevard here.
We are on the boulevard. We're back out here. We just got through talking to a slew of people. As you heard, there were mixed opinions. Mostly great, fantastic, what can I say? But that goes with the enthusiasm of the evening. What do you think?
That's true. It does go with the enthusiasm of the evening.
I think when people get home, analyze it, see it 8 or 9 more times, they finally come to the conclusion it sucked. No. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I liked the second Star Trek better than the first Star Trek.
Yeah.
But in this one, I think Indiana Jones was, I don't know, the first one, there was more investment into the story than in the situations he gets into.
Yeah, that's very true.
On this one, there was more invested into the situations he gets to than the story.
Well, Dave, that sounds good to me. However, that's about going to do it this week for Paul Mack Presents. Want to thank you all for calling for the week of May 27th through May 31st, 1984. Don't forget, next week, Dave from Burbank and myself will be back speaking about Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and also Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. That's right, that opens up this Friday, June 1st, 1984, theaters everywhere and at the Cinerama Dome. And don't forget, you can also get tickets in advance at the Cinerama Dome. Go down there and you can buy your advance tickets if you'd like to go see Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. I will be at the 9:30 a.m. program, that's right, show or whatever it is. I think it's a movie, yeah. And that's for sure, this Friday at the Cinerama Dome. So see me there and I'll be there and square and everything else. And that's going to do it. So thanks for calling, and this tape now repeats.
Anything goes.